Welcome, Podders, to the latest episode of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. This episode is brought to you by the numbers 1, 2, and 3. For all those Sesame Street fans, which I am very sad that the three of the main characters, Luis and Bob and companions, are leaving the show.
And they've been there since day one?
The beginning.
The very, very beginning. For those who don't know, Sesame Street is no longer on PBS. It is currently moving to HBO.
HBO.
It's still going to be a kid's show, but you know, Sesame Street HBO, that in itself is really funny.
This from the company that brings you Game of Thrones.
Yeah!
So yeah.
And Sopranos and all that stuff. So but yeah, it's a weird Sesame transition. Street. Yeah. We're not Barney kids, we're Sesame Street kids.
No, I babysat for people that watched Barney. That was a little past my time.
Yeah, I didn't do the babysitting thing. I did the pet sitting thing. Way better.
I had to earn money somehow because I didn't get an allowance at that point. So if I wanted to buy anything, I had to make money.
You got an allowance?
Until I was like 9. And then I had to start earning money.
You suck. I never got an allowance.
But only if I got good grades. If my grades fell, then I didn't get anything. So,
caveat. Gotcha.
Yeah, I had to earn the allowance. It wasn't just handed to me.
Aww. But even
that
still,
was,
I never
it
got
was my
that.
Incentive. So I bought my first Game Boy back in the day when they had the first original Game Boy black and whites. The big thick things that were like graphing calculators.
I love
and that was back in the day when they still came with cartridges for free. You
for
got
free.
One free game and I got Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Nice. I remember
it was that or it was Super Mario and I wanted Zelda. So $42. Nice.
That's lovely. Very appropriate because the Super Nintendo turned 25 this week.
Yep, and they're still coming out with new Zelda games.
And new Marios and new everything. It's kind of cool to see that series that have that type of lasting value to them, that now we're at the point that as kids, we can now teach our kids to have the same love for Zelda, Mario, and all that stuff.
Just on a side cosplay-related note, if you guys have not seen Closing Ceremonies of the Olympics, go watch Japan's intro video where Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister, Mario. It's a really good reveal. It's cute. It's obvious, but it's still cute. It's well done. It's
so
very
cute.
It's very video gamey. So go watch. The video is like 3 minutes long. It's mm-hmm. worth your time. You can find it multiple places on the internet. Go watch.
I am ready for the Tokyo Olympics, even though it's only 4 years away. They did such a good job with that small little intro that they have and the ceremony of passing off the Olympic flag that I'm like, mm-hmm. they're already going to blow Rio out of the water. Like, I'm ready for it now.
Mm-hmm. And the formal wear was also very
was
elegant.
Yeah, it was really lovely.
It's like I was paying more attention to the costumes in the games than like the actual skits of the games. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I did the same thing too. A lot of actually Rio's presentation, especially at the end when they turn into giant human koosh balls. Like I was looking at that going like, how did they make that? And what is the texture? Because I'm curious.
I mean, even in the sports, in gymnastics, I was looking at all of the design elements of the costumes and like wondering what kind of performance spandex that was.
Mm-hmm.
I was geeking out equally over what they were wearing as to what they were doing.
Yep. It's kind of fun.
Yes. All right. So now that my Olympic cosplay has been set to the side, time for cosplay updates in real life, not on television.
Yay.
Thankfully, I don't have an impending convention coming up, so I get to be a little bit more relaxed on what I am doing. And I have quit League. Completely, like cold. I uninstalled and told them to delete my account, so I'm done with League.
She went cold turkey.
So now I should have more free time to work on my costumes to dedicate to actually doing cosplay instead of playing video games. But I kind of needed that in my life for that period of time, so I have no regrets. Okay, I have a couple regrets. Anyways.
When you're a gamer, there's always regrets.
Online gaming has particular regrets attached to it. But what I'm working on is actually in my lap
Yay!
As I'm pinning. Because I have cut out the pieces for the jacket and skirt for me. So I'm just assembling and sewing now. I'm on like the downhill slide. Since basically now all I have to do is just stitch straight lines.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly straight lines. So hopefully this will, as I ended up having to alter the costume, I think 4 different times in the process of pin fitting, because I just was not happy with some of how it fit. To be fair, I was taking an older pattern than I had bought when I was basically out of college and a different size. The envelope doesn't even have my size, so it's not like I can just, you know, get another one. Some of those patterns are out of print, and some of them, they don't come in my current size, so I basically had to sit there and do some guesswork on the largest in the pattern that I had, and then try pin fitting it. Plus, the coat is meant to be one of those woolen winter coats. It's meant to be loose to an extent. But it was meant to be loose, so I had to tighten up a lot of lines around it. So once I was mostly happy, I knew I wasn't ever going to be completely happy. You never are when you make cosplay. When I was close enough, I finally started cutting out pieces, and I just found out tonight that none of my pieces are symmetric, even though I cut them out of the exact same pattern piece, which means clearly I made errors somewhere. So now I'm having to tighten up the lines of all my pieces so that they're all symmetric, so that it all looks the same and that it all fits the same as I'm pinning it together and they all end up in the same place. And the spare blue fabric that I had, which is the perfect color, unfortunately I found out that it has more knit in it than I had thought. It has more stretch in it than I had thought. And it has a lot more almost poplin content to it, because it is a beast to iron out the wrinkles that are set in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm steaming the ever-living crap out of it, and there are still some wrinkles that are in it that are just bugging the heck out of me. So I do still have a little bit of scrap left, so I may take the pieces I'm really unhappy with and recut them.
Mm-hmm.
But man, check your spare fabrics, kids, for your fabric content. But I think it should work out. It's not the kind of fabric I should be making the skirt out of. I probably should have used something stiffer, but it's perfect for the coat. So it's one of those things where I'm just going to compromise, because it's a casual costume anyway. I'm not competing in it. As long as it looks good, I will be happy. And I will just have to steam the ever-living crap out of it to set the pleats I'm about to put into it. It's hilarious how different pleats are done in anime. Sometimes they'll do knife pleats, sometimes they do box pleats, sometimes they do inverted pleats, sometimes they do a little of everything in the same anime. So you kind of have to sit there and decide, well, which look do I want? Because mm-hmm. I noticed in Ruby they do knife pleats most of the time, but I opted to do box pleats when I did Pyrrha's skirt because I thought it looked better. In this case, her skirt is shown with knife pleats, and I tried it with box pleats and it didn't look good. So I kept the knife pleats. So we'll see how that goes. I should have it finished fairly quickly, though, because thankfully anime school uniforms, pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Because thank goodness for that.
Right after that, I'm basically keeping to my cosplay schedule, which I set one costume every 2 months, just in case life gets in the way. And in this case, the next thing I have to sew is a bridesmaid's dress. So in this case, life is getting in the way a little bit of my cosplay schedule, because in October, I have to sew a bridesmaid's dress. And I think I found the fabric I wanted. Just need to pattern it out so I can sew it. I've already test fit most of the patterns based on Pyrrha's dress. So I've already test fit it. I just have to get the fabric and sew it. And then bling it out because it's wedding. After I'm done with that, then I can go on to my next costume, which I think based on DeviantArt and on my my fan page on Facebook, but I think the next one is Soraka, Star Empress Soraka, which is going to be the word as F costume. Mm. Which is hilarious now that I've quit League. Now the next one up is, of course, my League main.
Yep.
But it'll look pretty. That's all
doesn't
that matters.
Matter.
Yeah, I'm holding off on Pyrrha until the spring because it's so freaking hot outside still that I just turning on an iron was bad enough. I really don't want to be running a heat gun.
Nice.
So I'm going to wait on Pyrrha until the spring when it's a little bit more hospitable to doing these sorts of things indoors.
Makes sense.
I scheduled myself purposefully so that my cosplays kind of work with the season in which I am doing them. I have a couple other costumes that are not on my schedule that I con plans keep changing.
Yeah, that happens too.
We're still almost a year out, guys. Plans for conventions, everybody knows this. Plans
Always change.
change from week to week, all the way up until about a month before the convention, and then you kind of have to set them because then you have no more time to do other things.
Or
That's
you
just
are,
how it works.
yeah, or you're like me and you overplan so that way you have to have everything set a year out and they will not change despite what anybody else may tell you. Needless to say. But I'm also making at least two of the costumes are going to be very big and going to require a lot of effort to get it all completed. So I need to have it scheduled a year out so I can make sure I pace myself properly.
Look, I have a glass.
There is a glass! Yaha! Nice.
That's how the ice formed in my cup. I have a glass. I have a shot glass.
You have a glass of ice.
Yes.
She's as cold as ice.
I know. Just let it go, man.
Oh no, we're not going down that path. No, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I can't set my cosplay plans a year in advance given my career. That tends to get in the way too often for me to plan out my stuff in advance.
Understandable.
I don't even know what training I'm taking in 3 months, so, or even if I'll be in town at that point, if I won't be out at a conference somewhere. So yeah,
Sure, makes sense.
I can make my plans about 6 months in advance, and that's my limit.
The Totally get that. Whereas I'm like, I need a year, I'm a minimum of a year. Maximum 10. Oh goodness, sorry. So it's my turn. My turn. So the first update I have is not about me, but I just saw this hit my Facebook feed and I just made the what the fudge face that I think I need to share this so badly.
Is this the Dragon Ball Z thing?
No, this is totally different.
Okay.
It just got confirmed by Wizard World in Richland that Ryan Lochte, the infamous American swimmer, is going to be at Wizard World as a guest. I think Amber's face says it all there. I'm gonna go back to Amber's face, the face of shock and awe and confusion.
Mostly that. It's my lol what face.
Yeah, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I
What does
found.
that have to do with Wizard World?
I have no idea. I am confused because he's slated to be there with Gene Simmons from Kiss and John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard.
Normally, I think of Wizard World as a geek con. Not quite
It is.
sure what those things have geeky going for them. I could understand Gene Simmons because alt
Yeah.
music, that I get. The other two? What?
They've been doing a lot more like retro TV celebrities over the past couple of years, so I can kind of see where the Dukes of Hazzard could come in, but it's just Ryan Lochte is a complete left field. I don't know where that came from.
Plus, his current issues may bring negative connotations to the audience. Because I know that recently there have been a few conventions locally that have had controversial guests where people actually boycotted the entire convention over one guest because they did not want to be supporting that person with their financial donations to the con. So Wizard World kind of runs that risk as well.
It'll be an interesting mess to see how it plays out.
Well, dude's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, so more power to him.
And he also got another endorsement, so, whatever. It seems to be working for him. Dumb white guy syndrome. Okay. And Amber looks at me like, you crazy lady. So cosplay updates. There. All right, moving on. It's just all kind of a mess on my dress form because I don't have anywhere else to store it. I'm frantically trying to get things done, hopefully before I leave next week for PAX Prime. If it doesn't get done in time, that's okay. I'm not stressing too much out about it because I really have the style of the wig, which I'm going to be half attempting to do while we're recording this evening. And then tomorrow and Sunday is pretty much going to be nothing but working on skirt day. I've found this weird and crazy new embossing technique for velvet. Boop. That is just really uber, uber cool and pretty. And I love it so much that I'm going to be crazy enough to go ahead and go through it. My other plans didn't quite follow through correctly because of some issues with the fabric and the texture itself. Didn't do the embossing the proper way, so now we're doing it in a fakey way, and it just looks so darn pretty that I'm like, I got to do this. Even if I don't get it done in time, I got to do this. It's the only thing that's going to make me happy. So I've got a nice big full circle skirt that I get to do this on, both on the top and on the lining. Rock on. So I'm probably going to hate myself after this weekend. Other than that, the cosplay stuff has been kind of light, just getting ready and hyped up for next week. I still don't quite know what I'm going to wear. Maybe this, maybe not. And it depends on if it gets done in time. And then just kind of chilling and going with stuff. That's pretty much my cosplay update. It's not as ambitious as Amber's is, unfortunately.
Because I don't have a deadline until October 31st.
We got plenty of time. And I'm still debating on if I want to make myself a costume for Halloween or not. I keep thinking I can whip together a Disney princess pretty quickly. But do I wanna? I don't know.
Being that I have to work that day, and that's a normal work day, it's not like on the weekends when I work where I can just, wear whatever. Yeah, not so sure I can.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
I don't know. I'll have to check into what is allowed and what is not. Because I would think that with all of the spare fabric I have everywhere, that I should be able to throw together like a Rey costume. Easy enough, there's multiple patterns out for it now. But then again, it is a costume, it is not business wear. So we will see.
You can make it work. I know that I am allowed to dress up for our family event that we have going on at the beginning of October. So that means I have less than a month to throw it together when I get back from PAX. Don't know if I want to torture myself like that. I may just buckle down and get back to my Game of Thrones costume and call it a day. I still don't even know what Disney princess I would want to be. That's the other hard part, too. Pick a princess, any princess, as long as it's not from Frozen.
Actually, isn't the new movie, the Hawaiian movie, isn't that Disney?
Yes, it is.
Because I would totally be Moana.
I just love the concept behind it too. It's just so different for them. It's really nice.
Her costume is actually quite lovely.
It really is. The Polynesian touches, they really went for an authentic feel to them. That was really nice of them. That could be an option. I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out after a week when I'm not thinking about this mess.
You have fun with that.
Whatever happens, happens. I'm just excited to be going, and it'll be nice weather the entire time. And they've already have the schedule and the stuff posted for a couple of weeks. And I saw the map, and I looked at it, and I was like, "Oh, it's like Dragon Con. Stuff is all over the city." Well, crap.
I'll be watching the stream while I'm here at home.
I have that listed as my thing to do, so I'm going to try to be in the audience for that one.
Which?
The acquisitions live.
Oh, okay. The one on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I will, unfortunately, I have to work that day, but I will be watching as best as I can. And Saturday while I'm at home, then I will also be watching because they've. It'll be interesting. There are plenty of things on that I enjoy watching at PAX.
And I will say, even though I'm disappointed that I'm not going because I just found out that Gillian Anderson from the X-Files is going to be at Dragon Con, I would stand in line in Dragon Con for Gillian Anderson, just saying. They're doing this new thing this year where they're trying a live streaming services for those who are paid members. So if you can't go and see a certain panel or you can't attend something, you can actually live stream it from their site. And I'm like, oh, I've already paid for my badges. I could live stream it in Seattle off my phone. So I may be watching a couple of things there during downtime. Who knows? That doesn't hurt. I'll be all over the place on the convention scene. It'll be nutty.
Thank goodness for services like Twitch.
No kidding. Twitch is awesome.
Especially the Twitch PAX team. Because they do all the PAXes.
They do. They're on top of their stuff. Oh, Twitch. Good segue. Cosplay new stuff. Their cosplay contest entries are currently up. You have only this weekend to vote, which means by the time this releases, voting is already over. But if you're watching live right now, totally go to the Twitch cosplay contest page and vote for your favorites. You can vote for as many people as you want. And the top four entries that are voted by us are going to be moving on to the finals round at TwitchCon in October. So go vote.
Now, note that when we say the entries are up, entries are closed. You cannot enter anymore into the contest, but you can vote on those who had already submitted entries.
They've got a lot of cool entries too. So I think the fun part is that you can actually go and watch everyone's progress because you're required to actually document your progress through Twitch. So that's also kind of neat to see how people build their content.
Yep. And they actually have some really good prizes for the winners. So do vote on people that you think really merit it. Because we want to reward effort and craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Not just who's popular. We want people who have worked for it to earn it. So good luck to the contestants.
Yay! All right. Moving onward?
Yep.
Onward and upward. So this is kind of my topic, and this kind of popped into my head a couple weeks back when I was at Anime Fest as a guest judge. And it's going to be called Cosplay Quick Tips. Just a series of tips and suggestions to help make your cosplay experience that much more fun and enjoyable. And this one is about talking to judges in cosplay contests. Because it was really surprising to me, even from beginners up through the masters and people who have done this multiple times, that I saw a lot of the same mistakes over and over again in how people talk about their costumes, or they come in really, really nervous and jittery and they don't know how to compose themselves. So I figure, you know what? Let me write out a list of quick tips, kind of give people a better idea of what the situation is, and hopefully make them more comfortable and enjoy the experience next time. Because I promise we're not big, mean people.
So this is addressing prejudging when people are first coming in to talk to the judges in advance about how they made their costume.
Exactly.
Just to clarify for people.
Exactly. Yeah. This is your first time ever meeting and talking to the judges to talk about your kick-ass costume. All right, so tip number one that I have are cosplay judges are people. We will not bite. We promise. I swear to you, we are really, really nice people. Even the ones that you think are uber, uber mean, they will never be mean to you. I swear. We're people. So talk to us like people because we like being talked to about cosplay stuff. Like we're your besties. Amber's laughing at me. Yeah. But it's true. Can't tell me it's not true, Amber. It's true. We are people.
I wasn't going to say otherwise.
So yeah, that's tip one. We're normal people. We are not going to bite you. So don't freak out when you see us. We promise we're nice. Tip number two I have is that it is okay to be nervous. Because everyone from beginners to masters always have a little bit of those jitters. You're wanting to showcase the best of your costume. So you go in there and yeah, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking to see three or five people sitting behind a table.
Or more.
Or more, just watching you as they critique your costume, it can be very nerve-wracking. Just remember, we're not there to judge you as a person. So you can be as crazy and as outspoken and as flamboyant as you want to be. And we're not going to judge you as a person. We're looking at your costume. So the focus is on what you are wearing and how you made it. So don't get too crazy about it. But at the same time, my third tip is get excited about your costume. You love your costume. You obviously love enough that you want other people to see it. So you're in these judging sessions to show off how much you enjoy your work. We want to see that out of you. So be bouncy, be bubbly, be happy. Showcase how much you love putting this costume together, because we feed off that energy as judges. It makes us appreciate you and your work more when you're happy about your product. And then tip number four I have is references are a must, and please, for the love of all that's holy, print them out. Do not have them on a phone or on a laptop or a tablet. Print them out. And the big reason for this is we can't keep your phone after you leave the room. It helps us keep in mind exactly who you are and what your costume is when we have a copy of the photo in front of us. So physical printout. Paper is cheap. Ink is sometimes cheap, depending on your printer. Photo. Photo, please. Photo. Okay, the next one I have for those who are nervous, and most people don't realize this, is that you can bring in a note card that gives a nice summary of what your talking points are. Totally cool with that. And we actually had a cosplayer come in and do that. And it was really helpful to her because it stayed on track for her. If you're unsure about yourself or you think you're going to be nervous or mess up, take a note card with you, write down your key points, so that way you can stay on target. But also take the time at home to compose yourself and think about your speech before you go to the convention and rehearse it. Rehearse it multiple times to the point where it's so ingrained in you that even when you're really jittery and you are not sure if you're going to make it through the judging process, you'll just go into autopilot. And you'll remember everything and you'll hit all the points about your costume and then all will be good and well. So note card is great. Remember to study. Okay. My next one was if you really love one aspect of your costume or if you learned a brand new technique, talk it up. This is the stuff that judges really love to eat up when it comes to these type of sessions is when a cosplayer is so consumed with something that they love about their garment that they just start going crazy and be like, I love this because I did it this way and I did this and I made this new technique and oh my God, we love that stuff. So talk it up like crazy. And then my final one, which is really silly and it doesn't seem like people do this a whole lot, but they do. And it's maybe it's Freudian. I don't know what it is. Don't apologize when you're in a judging session. Stop saying I'm sorry after every other sentence, or if you feel like you haven't explained something clearly, you have no reason to apologize. You're there to tell somebody how you made your costume. That's it. That's all. Don't apologize. Don't make any excuses. Just say, this is me. This is my costume. This is how I made it. You know, apologize if you drop an F-bomb or like if you bump somebody. I mean, apologize for legit reasons. Don't apologize for you wearing your costume and talking about it. So yeah, that's it. Quick tips. I told you they were quick.
I have two that I want to add.
Add to them. That's the whole point. Join in.
And they are quick. The first one that I have is time yourself. Usually, whenever you have to speak in front of judges, you're given a set amount of time and you're told that much in advance. You're told you will have 4 minutes. Okay, well, most people, when anxious, will speak quickly. They'll rush through it, and they'll take half that time. Kind of like if you get nervous on a catwalk going across the stage for cosplay, mm-hmm. You only take about 3 seconds between poses instead of using all 30 seconds that you have. It's understood. You'll be nervous. It's okay. But do rehearse your speech and time it, and strive to make your speech either slow down or include more content so that you use up the entire time allotted to you, because that's the only time you'll get to speak to the judges. So you may as well use every second that you're given. It's better for you to go over and be stopped than to fall way short and then just leave. and just can help. They'll ask you questions. But most of that is you talking. The other is a bit more controversial. People will usually ask, should I point out things I've done wrong? Should I point out negative things about my cosplay? This is asked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The short answer is the judges already know what's wrong. They'll see it. Most of the time when they get people to judge, assuming they are qualified judges in cosplay, they've had enough experience in cosplay to be able to see at a glance what you did. They may not know the specifics, but they also don't have to. That's why you're there to talk to them and tell them specifics. Generally, you don't want to go into specifics on negative aspects of your cosplay unless it's a learning journey that you really want to emphasize. And you may want to weigh that against the benefits of promoting of your costume. Because remember, you only get 4 minutes. So prioritize what you want the judges to really focus on your costume. If you really want it to be about the learning journey, then go ahead. But if you want it to be about other things, then you should talk more about those other things. So that's kind of my advice on that aspect.
Kind of adding on to that, and I've mentioned this before, is you kind of want to go into a judging session almost like an informal job interview. When you're going for a job and you really want it, do you talk about the negative things about yourself? Like, oh, I'm always late. I never arrive on time. I never refill the coffee pot in the kitchen. That's not how you get the job. You talk about all the great and wonderful things about yourself. And going to a cosplay judging session is very, very similar. And the judges there will be very aware of your costume. They can see right there up front, you know, okay, something may not be right here. The seams may not be even, but they see your passion and your love for the costume. That kind of feeds them into wanting to learn more about your hard work and your dedication. So. Cool. Amber gave a double thumbs up. That's all I have. Yay. Quick tips. Well, graphic here. Oh, goodness.
All right. Next one is yours as well.
I know. But we will both be discussing this. Ha ha.
See, I didn't even really know for sure which photo. I assume this is the photo that showed up in the con forums.
Yes.
Person looking at their phone?
Yes.
Okay. Because it disappeared into the feed for a while and I wanted to read the comments on it.
Ah, gotcha.
And because it has disappeared into the feed, it is difficult for me to be able to comment on the comments.
Hang on. Let me give you the post that has one of the bevy of comments on it. I don't think they've deleted it yet. Nope, they removed it.
I had a feeling. I think that's why it disappeared through the feed.
Yeah. But you could probably take a guess what the comments were about. So what we're doing is this quote-unquote cosplay in the news slash debate. This was posted on some cosplay forums that both Amber and I follow, and I just happened to pick it up. A photographer took a photo of a cosplayer as they were not posing or anything like that. They were against the wall, resting, charging their phone, eating something. So it was very much, you know, out of character. It was just a scene from the convention. And so that initially started the debate about candid photos. You know, is it appropriate for people to take candid photos of cosplayers when they're at rest? But then it took it to one step further where the photographer made a comment that he loved the photo so much, he's putting it on his phone background because it's so cute and all that. The person in the photo is obviously underage. And so the comments the photographer made about wanting to have a kid on their phone and it's not their child, a little creepy. And that kind of sparked another debate on, is this even appropriate? So we kind of got dual action going on here. And the comments that have spawned from the groups kind of go one way or the other. One say, you know, well, they're in cosplay and they're at a convention. It's free game. It doesn't matter what you are doing. If a photographer catches you, it's just part of the scenario. And then the other camp is, well, cosplayers are people too. They need time to rest, relax, eat, and all that business. They should be allowed to do so. And then that's when the fire storm went kaplooey.
As it usually does.
As it usually does. So what I wanted to bring into this, possibly even talk about our own experiences with this, maybe so, maybe not. But I kind of want to talk about the state of cosplay photography today in the convention scene, where photography is everywhere and candid photos are much more prevalent. And then also, you know, what we as cosplayers can do about it, how we can approach the situation, or what photographers should be doing to kind of make the situation better for everyone all around.
And there's going to be strong feelings in the audience one way or the other. We know this isn't going to necessarily change minds.
Mm-hmm.
This is mostly meant to be a civil discussion about this. So we get that there are going to be people that disagree with this. That was my disclaimer.
It's a good disclaimer. Should we start off with our personal feelings about candid photos?
Probably.
Because what I found interesting about the image that was posted, even before I read the photographer's comment, it's a nice photo. It is a really good candid shot. And I think it explains a nice summary of the convention scene in just that one image. And it's just one cosplayer against the wall on their phone with a McDonald's bag in costume. I mean, that's all it really is. But it's such a great photo that explains so much of what con life is about that as a candid shot, it's fabulous. I love taking candid shots. Now, here's my thing about candid shots. I think if it's in a large group setting, like if you're in the dealer's hall and you're getting a group shot, it's fair game at that point because there's so many people involved. I'm not looking at one particular person. I want the entire scene that is just like, it is what it is. If it's one or two cosplayers and it's a candid moment, what I'll typically do is if I see the image and I know they're not going to hold it for very long, I quickly take the photo, but then I'll go up to the cosplayers afterwards and I'll say, hey guys, I took this image. I thought it was really cool. Do you mind if I keep it? That way they can see it. They can approve it. If they don't want it, I delete it right then and there and I move on. Most people don't think that way. That's fine. I understand. But for me personally, because I am a cosplayer and I understand that they don't like candid photos taken of them, I get it. I try to be respectful of that. So that's just me. I like the candid photos, but I think that if you take the proper steps to ensure that you're doing them properly, proper steps to do it properly. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's verbiage, you know, long day. It's Friday. It's fine. Still means what I mean it means. If they take the proper steps for it, then I'm cool with it. It's the people who tend to do like the sniper shots, who catch you out of nowhere when you're doing something absolutely ridiculous and then they'll post that online. Then it's like, no, you didn't have to do that. There's no reason for it. So that's at least my position on it.
I feel very strongly that if it's an underage person in the shot, you have to have the parent's permission. So even in a shot like this, if the person is underage, you ask the parents, even
absolutely.
If it's candid.
Absolutely.
Just because there are liability issues and there are privacy issues, especially with minors. So putting that aside, because that's a separate issue. I think people are looking at it from two different points of view, because looking at it from a cosplay point of view, whereas photographers tend to look at it from a documentary point of view. We are documenting the convention, not just cosplay. The convention as a whole, meaning all attendees, whether or not you're in cosplay. And to that extent, that's usually why people enjoy taking candid shots, is because they're documenting the convention. They're not trying to suss out cosplayers or focus on certain cosplayers necessarily.
Right.
But even then, that said, generally, I would still recommend that people avoid candid shots with, say, people eating, because nobody likes to have shots of them eating, cosplay or not. And I get that that's a candid shot. It's not really something that's needed to document the convention. You can get other candid shots of, say, people talking, people laughing, people in groups, not eating, not on their cell phone, say, not putting makeup on. There are some things that you really don't need. Yeah, you can take the shot. It doesn't help. In other words, it doesn't advance the narrative. I mean, unless you're specifically doing a documentary on that one thing. And even then, still, kind of tacky. So I would say that those are probably no-no pictures. But candid shots in groups, I mean, I take candid shots of groups all the time. But I try and keep them very wide and I try and make sure that they serve a purpose. So I'm not just taking random shots. I'm taking shots of things mm-hmm. happening that are specific to the convention, like people chatting, having a good time, maybe somebody sitting in a corner reading manga, that sort of thing. So as long as it doesn't violate, say, copyright issues, I'm not showing, say, the inside pictures of a newly released manga. I'm not violating their copyright. But other than that, basically, here's the unfortunate thing. When you go into a convention space, and this is usually posted either on their website or on the badge or on visible signage that is placed in the area, you expressly give your consent to having your photo taken, whether you like it or not, by being in that public convention space. Yes, there are things photographers probably shouldn't take pictures of, but you've given your consent. So you're going to end up having pictures taken of you, but you still have some recourse if you find a picture of you that you don't like that has been posted. I actually have seen very few complaints about posted pictures, come to think of it.
I haven't either.
Candid shots that go up in galleries, and there's a lot of photographers, even amateur photographers, that go to these things. Very few complaints from people in pictures, because generally the photographers I've seen, even the ones I don't know, have been pretty good about being conscientious when they take their photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, as you say, it's very rarely that we get someone where, like, food is being stuffed in their face. The people who tend to take those type of photos, like, they get them on their cell phone and they never post them.
Or they've done it with consent and they specifically want that particular photo taken because it's in character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very rarely.
I've seen bar cosplays.
Oh, yeah. Heck, I've done it. I mean, it's a running gag with a friend of mine, so there you go. So, yeah. It makes sense. But yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think I've ever actually seen people blown up over candid photos, because they always seem to be appropriate. Or there are such wide, large group shots that it's like, okay, there's too many people. It really doesn't make a difference. We're not focusing on one or two cosplayers. It's the event as a whole. So not that big a deal.
At least they're not inappropriate. They're not always necessarily appropriate, but they're not inappropriate.
Right. And yeah.
You know, I say that because I know that cosplayers sometimes don't like photos and the poses that they've been taken in because they're not always flattering. But again, you've given your consent, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And not all photographers are willing to ask. Even though we get the whole cosplay is consent thing, we're not going to rehash that. That we've been over that. Either the photographer is going to do it or they're not. And you kind of have to comport yourself with that understanding as a cosplayer and realize that if you find these things online, you can ask them to take it down. They don't have to obey you, but you can ask. And I have never seen a photographer who did not take something down when asked.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I have seen them take something down, and even if there was a little bit of protest, once an admin was involved, down it went. No questions asked. So as much as the community seems to make a big deal out of this, I honestly haven't seen it be that big of a deal.
Yeah, and I think it's only because it's become more prevalent, and since photography is so much quicker and faster to access, as Amber coughs out along.
Only so one.
Yeah, just the one. Just the one. You need the other. It's all good. I mean,
yeah, necessary.
But because it's so easy and quick to access photography, anybody can do it at any time or anywhere, that I think we're seeing much more candid shots than what we used to be seeing. At least it just has, I'm seeing it as a photographer and as I browse galleries. It's just part of the culture and what you expect. And there may not always be a sign that out there that blatantly says, by attending this convention, you agree to this, but it's posted on their website, or it might be on their badge, or it might be on the rules that you sign when you first come in. It's one thing I appreciate about AllCon is that they have that giant sign as you go up the staircase that says, you enter this area, it is free reign for photography. they spell it out for you very blatantly.
And bear in mind that not everybody who's taking these photos is doing it maliciously.
Oh, no.
I have had photos taken of me very quickly by cell phone while on an escalator because I was dressed as that person's favorite character. They got all excited when they saw me. They knew they couldn't get back around to catch me. And so they took a candid shot. No, I wasn't really posing because you're on an escalator.
Mm-hmm.
But that's some people will see somebody dressed as a character that they really want a photo of, but either don't have the time or can't get physically get into a position to get a good posed photo or ask for a pose. And so they just take what they can get. So bear in mind that not everybody is doing it because they want you to show up on 4chan. Yes, I realize some people actually do it so you'll show up on 4chan.
Yeah, because people are jerks.
It's the internet. Yeah. Teenagers.
Yeah.
Can really be trolls sometimes. Older people can sometimes be trolls too. But
oh God, yes.
For the vast majority, we haven't seen evidence of it.
And you really have to look at it like those moments on the escalator as kind of like a nice compliment. Somebody loved your costume so much they couldn't wait and they knew they couldn't make it back around. They wanted a photo right then and there. And it's like, wow, somebody really liked my costume. That's cool. Look at the positive of it. Don't look at it from the negative like, oh, they couldn't wait to take a photo. No, it's like they wanted my photo that badly. That's awesome.
They got really excited about seeing your cosplay.
That's cool.
Or your character.
That's like, yay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the next aspect is for those cosplayers who are actually concerned about candid photos, because there are a number who have expressed issues and worries about, well, I can't really sit down and eat anywhere now because somebody may shove a camera in my face. What am I supposed to do about that?
You can't.
Because you can't.
Thing is, literally everyone is carrying a camera in their pocket now. There is nothing you can do about it unless you are literally going to go into, say, a bathroom stall to eat.
Or up to your hotel room.
Yes.
Just moving outside of the public eye entirely so nobody can see you. And heck, I've done it before where if the dining area had a bunch of walls, like it was like a three-wall dining area, I try to get myself as close to a corner as possible, and then I have my back out, so that way nobody can see the sides or the front of me. If people don't care two craps about my back. So in those cases, I know I won't get any photos taken of me. If I'm even just a little bit out to the side, it's bound to happen, which sucks. But it's just, it is what it is. It's really hard to avoid it. And you have to intentionally go out of your way to ensure that nobody takes your photo. And that means removing yourself from the public entirely.
It basically means not attending the convention. Because even going up and down in the elevator, you see elevator selfies all the time.
All the time.
So literally, unless you're going to stay home, because even walking into the hotel means you're in public space, you can have photos taken. You basically have to expect that someone's going to take your photo. So your option is basically to eat up in your hotel room only or go out to eat away from the hotel. Because otherwise, yeah, there's going to be people who take your thing. All you can kind of do is shrug it off. And if you see it online, ask them to take it down. And if they won't willingly take it down, then you ask an admin to have them take it down. There's only so much you can really do nowadays with mm-hmm. the ubiquity of technology.
It's what you agree to when you wear a costume at a convention, as much as it sucks to say that.
Or even true. If you just walk into a convention without a costume. If you enter the space, you have consented. Yes, I know you haven't verbally given your consent. We're not going to nitpick, basically, guys. We get it. We're cosplayers, too. We've been through it. We've had very candid photos taken of us, too. And all you can do is just kind of do what you can about it and move on.
At most, I mean, I guess the big thing for us is to kind of keep a positive mindset about it. Try not to let it ruin your day. If somebody happens to snipe a shot of you while you're eating, don't let it like consume you and become the focus of your day, because you're not going to be happy. Your friends and family around you are going to be miserable because you won't stop complaining about it. The best you can really do is shrug it off and say, I hope he enjoys the photo of me stuffing a sandwich into my face. face and looking nothing like the character. He's probably going to delete that later on, you know.
Or if your photo ends up on one of these trollish type sites and they're sitting there saying, look how fat you look, look how, you know, terrible this person looks, look how ridiculous, look how much like insert name here this person looks. To an extent, yes, you're going to hurt. You're going to take it personally. Been there, done that. I have a terrible body image. But the best you can do is try to limit the amount that it gets to you personally. And if you need to seek counseling about it, please do. There's no shame in that, to get help in strategies and coping with this sort of thing, because the internet has really turned into a terrible place in some areas because anonymity is breeding aggressive commenting and trolling. People are saying things they wouldn't necessarily say to your face. And so you have to kind of look at it within that lens, that they're saying it only because they think that the keyboard gives them the right to do so. And that they're just trying to feel important. They're trying to feel like they're contributing something, that they mean something. And you can't take that too personally.
And it's hard not to. It's really hard not to take some of those personally. It, with age and wisdom comes experience.
Anything better coping.
Yeah, as Amber and I have gotten older and have been in the scene for such a long time now, we've kind of gotten used to it. We just shrug it and go, okay, moving on, don't care, whatever.
All you can really do is ignore it, because the reason they're doing it is to
get attention.
They're craving attention and to get, you know, they're egging each other on. They're trying to, you know, self-aggrandize. So ignore it. Don't frequent those sites. Don't even load those sites. You can block them on your computer if it makes you feel better. That's why I quit League, because I was taking the things that people said to me in chat too personally. I was taking the flaming very personally, and I couldn't cope anymore. My coping strategies ran out, and so I avoided it. I uninstalled the game, and I asked them to delete my account, and I am now free of that toxicity. And it's no longer affecting my life, because it no longer exists in my life. So if you have people flaming you, then simply ignore those sites, leave them if you have to, block them if you have to, and block those from any of your social feeds.
On the flip side, more often than not, it seems like more and more cosplayers are coming out of the woodwork and defending people and the photography and the candid stuff well before you even have to speak up or say anything. So, you know what, you let the internet do its own course and people will come to your defense without even you having to know about it.
There are some good people on the internet and some good communities.
Yeah, and I think as a whole, the cosplay community is still a good community. We just have a couple of bad eggs, and it happens. That's the case everywhere.
We have a few bad eggs that are very vocal.
That are very, very vocal. That's usually how it is. The bad eggs are the vocal minority, the super vocal minority. And it's so irritating at times. My goodness.
And but many of them aren't even cosplayers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these people commenting have never worn a costume in their life that didn't come from, say, Party City.
Or they've never made their own. They have no idea what it takes to put a costume together. They probably have never even worn one, period. So.
Or they think it's, you know, some sort of low form of geekery. That these people are putting on costumes, they're pretending, and they're adults. don't give them any credit, because they genuinely don't know what they're talking about. They literally don't know anything about cosplay.
They're doing it because they want attention, and the easiest way to do that is to make fun of somebody. It's like high school all over again. Huzzah!
So what you do is you seek out the positive members of the community who do know something about cosplay, of which there are many.
Many.
Who will happily support you and give you advice and help you be a better cosplayer. And there are many, 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 many of those people in the community, and they are more than happy to help if you reach out to them. Don't necessarily take it negatively if they don't immediately respond, because some of these guys, given Facebook's proclivity to send messages into your other folder, some of these guys may not even see your message, for one, and for two, a lot of them are doing less on social media than they used to. So it may just be that they haven't seen your requests yet. So you can always, you know, if you don't hear from them at first, you can try again. Just don't stalk them, please.
Stalker! Ah!
Please don't.
Really, I think that's probably the best way to sum it all up is don't feed the trolls. You're in a costume. It's just, you're going to get your photo taken at any time. If you don't want it to happen, don't dress up in a costume. Or if you need to take a break, move yourself out of the public eye and take a break then. I mean, that's all we can really tell you. It sucks to say that, absolutely. But that's the reality.
Conventions are effectively reality photography. It's not TV because motion on the film, but it's basically reality TV in photo form.
Pretty much.
So there's that.
Serious convo, yay.
It had to be said. And there's a lot of these things that happen in the community. You guys will probably notice we've done a lot more cost philosophy lately. There's a lot in the community that just doesn't get said because people are either too afraid to say it. And I'm not saying that negatively. Like sometimes people just don't want to start anything or they're afraid they're going to get flamed. So they don't speak. Either it's not said or it is said. And then it starts a complete flame war. And then the conversation gets shut down before anything informational or, you know, undrama worthy is said or something useful is said. Especially with a lot of the topics concerning the body and appearance.
Yeah.
A lot of that just doesn't get said, or people start a flaming war because their opinions are those of trolls, and then the conversation just gets shut down, and that's the end of it. So we're using our platform to kind of bring this out in a civil way without flaming, so that people can feel free to discuss it without being shot down for their opinion. Because we will happily accept other people's opinions, provided you aren't trolling. And yeah, we know the difference.
And we've done it before with our group's talk sessions here on the podcast. But if you're looking for a type of group that allows you to have a little bit more freedom to speak your mind while still being very polite, I guess that's the best way of saying that, in your words, and it's like you're not saying it to be offensive, you're just actually generally want to talk about this stuff and have an open mind about things. There are a number of cosplay groups out there that are just for that. People will not flame you, they won't talk down to you, they won't throw you away or kick you out, as long as you're not a dick about it. I mean, bluntly put it, you know, go find out those groups because there are a lot of them available. Probably best not to do it on convention forums because too wide of an audience, too many different points of views, and people are very quick to put the ban hammer down if you try to start anything. So there are a lot of groups out there. You just go and hunt for them. It won't take you very long.
Yep.
Random aside, speaking of groups, I recently joined one of, it's called Cosplayers of a Certain Age. It's like the 30 plus cosplay group. Oh my God, it's glorious. Everyone in there is hysterical. They're just so down to earth and homey, and they love showing off all their costumes. And it's everything from I'm a first time sewer, here's my very first dress, and to like the advanced cosplayers who've been going to Dragon Con for 20 years. It's hysterical. Oh my goodness. And people of, it's literally the 30 plus crowd. Most of the people in the group are at least in the mid 50s. It is awesome. It's so awesome. Cosplay at any age. It can happen.
Hey, man, I have been watching Critical Role, which is a D&D group headed by Matt Mercer, the voice actor, with a group of 7 to 8, depending on the episode, other fellow voice actors who are probably in their 30s, some of them early 40s. And they're all sitting there playing tabletop RPG together and having the most magnificent time. They look like they are having so much fun. But D&D came out late in the 70s. So what? So what if we're adults? We can still have fun. We can still cosplay. We can still dress up as our favorite characters. A lot of our favorite characters in the comic. That's okay. It's cool. Yes, there are the trolls who will always sit there and just look down upon you and flame the ever-living crap out of you. So what? They're just seeking attention that they can't get any other way. Don't give them the satisfaction and just have fun.
Being an adult is about having more responsibilities. It's not about taking away your fun. So you can still enjoy the things you did as a kid. It just means you have more responsibilities built around it.
I mean, look at it this way. With as much stuff as we go through as adults, as much as life puts on your plate, life is too short. Have fun with it. In fact, you should have more fun with it because there are things that life puts on your plate. You deserve it.
You got the one life. Enjoy the crap out of it. Bumper sticker that.
I'm good.
That's all I got.
I have other things, but they can wait.
Right?
All right, we will call an end to this episode 123 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. You can reach us at any of our social media, which you may see on the screen.
Aha!
And of course, we will happily take your questions, comments, suggestions, constructive criticisms, anything that you would like to give us. Even if you want to show us cosplay progress photos, we will happily take those. Please make them family friendly.
Those are awesome.
And we still do happily accept guest requests. If you would like us to guest at your con, or if you would like to interview us, we can't promise we can take all of them given our schedules, but we do our best. So you can always send those to us as well. And we will always happily share your convention photo albums. If you would like to post those to us, we'll be happy to share them with our audience as well, since we can't be at every convention that goes on around the world every weekend.
We wish.
No, I don't wish, because that'd be a heck of a lot of travel. I'd be homesick.
All those miles.
Yes. All right. We will see you guys in episode 124, and happy PAX going and Dragon Con going to those who will be there. We will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Peace out.